east, make that west of the Rockies. You're on the line. Eric, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Candy, and I'm calling from Sacramento.
Yes, Candy.
Well, my story is a pretty scary one. I haven't told many people this throughout my lifetime. I'm 36 now.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the weather was hot, so it must have been around June or August in the summer months from school. And I was in the sixth grade. And the family was on vacation and at home. I didn't go with them wherever they went to. I can't remember that now. But Grandpa stayed with me, and he was in the living room, and I was coloring on at the dining room table.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one of these old organs in my room. And down the hallway, I could hear this music coming from the organ, and I knew I didn't leave it on, and it didn't play by itself.
Right.
And it was beautiful yet eerie, and I kept coloring, and I thought, well, it's going to end anytime soon, but it kept going, and I kept more curious about it. So when I went down the hallway, there was this chill in the air, and Grandpa had told me a couple of months previously that if I were to experience anything scary, just to call on the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and everything would be all right. And I was getting scareder by the moment. I kept walking up the hallway to my room, and I called on the name of Jesus, but it didn't go away.
Did you get into the room?
I got so close to the doorway that the music was blasting my ears. And what happened was I didn't know what to do, and I didn't want to go back and get Grandpa because I thought I could handle this by myself.
And?
Then
I can hear you. I can actually hear the fear in your voice as you're telling this.
I've been listening since 1998 to you and George Norrie, and this is the first time that I've ever been able to get onto the radio to tell my experience.
Okay, so what finally happened? Did it just stop or what?
No, when I turned into the doorway real fast, like, there was this thing that I can't describe to anybody, but I have drawn pictures of it to...
Okay, we'll try. You're going to have to give it a try. This thing.
Yes.
Non-human thing. I guess if it was human, you wouldn't say thing, would you?
No, it was unearthly. I have no formal description of how to put into words what it looked like, but it was red. And it was glowing.
Oh.
And it must have been a demon that I saw.
Did it have a form, a body, arms, legs, that kind of thing, or any appendages at all?
Yes, and it was using its hand-like fingers on my organ player.
Yes. Yikes.
And it looked straight at me with yellow eyes.
Yellow eyes.
And
red with yellow eyes.
Yeah, it was the most unbelievable, undescribable being. And I'm shaking right now, but
I can hear it.
It challenged me at the age of 6 years old. So, I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, be gone, I command you. And it lifted its head up like it had never been told this before and just vanished.
Whew. All right, well, that's some story. That's some story, and those are some words from a six-year-old. I really appreciate your call.